Hello and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. This is DJ Frederick, and the Radio Thrift Shop is radio for the analog-minded. A little something for the rest of us who love typewriters and transistors, where we venture off the path of mainstream music. And today's show is going to be called Mostly Monkeys because, yes, I'm going to be exploring the Monkeys, Davy Jones, Mickey Dolenz, Michael Nesmith, and Peter Tork. A lot of their albums ended up in thrift stores back in the day, and that's probably because they sold more than 65 million copies of their records worldwide. But before we get into the Monkees, we're going to hear a couple of psychedelic tunes from back in the day that faded into obscurity, starting off with a band from Michigan called the Ravels, Psychedelic Movement.
I know, I know, started moving close, I know, I know, one-way ticket on a midnight train back to sunshine. I'm coming by to be in with you. Maybe together we could see it through to a dot. In tomorrow will be sunshine. Get up, get up, get up, get out. Go and dance with a flower. Sing with a bird. Suddenly
Enchanted Forest with the tune The Word is Love. This is DJ Frederick welcoming you to the Radio Thrift Shop, and today's program is Mostly Monkeys. Now, I know their television show, which ran from 1966 to 1968, was pure foolishness on the grand scale of Gilligan's Island. And although they could sing, they really could not play their instruments at first, but I have to tell you that the very first album that I bought, vinyl LP, was a Monkees record. And I think that the songs that were written for them, and the very few that were written by them, do hold up over the test of time, especially when reinterpreted by some of the later indie pop bands that the Monkees inspired. So, in this program, we're going to be listening to some tracks from a compilation called Through the Looking Glass, Indie Pop Plays the Monkees, which was released in the year 2000 on Planting Seeds Records. So these are all cover versions of Monkey songs. And here's a tune that was originally written and sung by Michael Nesmith and reinterpreted by a band known as the Rockets Red Glare. Listen to the band.
We'll be right back.
Austin, Texas band New Bill with Michael Nesmith's Auntie's Municipal Court. Before that, we heard a band called Headquarters doing the Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart classic, Last Train to Clarksville. Well, this is DJ Frederick, and on the Radio Thrift Shop, the program today is mostly monkeys, as interpreted through indie pop bands. We're going to take a little break from that so that I don't totally overdose you on monkeys music. And go back to some more thrift shop obscurities with a band called The Aquarians. They released an LP on the Uni label back in 1969. It's known that Lynn Blessing was involved playing the vibes, and the vocals on the album were credited to the Gemini Twins, who nobody's quite sure who they were, but they were believed to be the Andrisi sisters from a band called The Sound of Feeling. So, here we go, The Aquarians from their 1969 LP with a tune called The Aquarians.
To leave the past behind. cousin in love, Lady Barbara, who wanted what she could not have. She climbed up the mountains too high. She fell over and over again. She wanted to capture the sunshine, to touch each brand new drop of rain, to travel the length of a rainbow and never come back again. She wanted to lie in straw meadows, to feel capital love everywhere, yet way, way down deep, deep inside her, she wondered if she really cared. Like the one-eyed weeping willow, who only saw half what was there, she fled from reality's real things to a fantasy world disappeared. She could not have. She climbed up the mountains too high. She fell over and over again.
From real life, Lady Barbara, Lynn Castle. That was a tune called The Lady Barbara. And Lynn Castle got her first big break in Hollywood when Boyce and Hart selected her song Teeny Tiny Gnome to be on the Monkees' second album. And unfortunately, Don Kirshner nixed the song in favor of Your Auntie Griselda. But Lynn Castle went on to release a single on Lee Hazelwood's label, and that was, of course, The Lady Barbara. Which brings us back to the Monkees' discography. The Monkees released 11 albums in all, and thankfully none of them were titled A Barrel of Monkees, but in 1966 they released their debut LP, then in 1967 More of the Monkees, and Headquarters, and Pisces, Aquarius, Capricorn, and Jones Limited. In 1968 they released The Birds, The Bees, and The Monkees, Head, and Instant Replay, and in 1969, The Monkees Present. In 1970, Changes. In 1987, Pool It. And in 1996, Just Us. And that's the Monkees LP discography. Here's a great Monkees tune that was written by Carole King and performed by Mary Kate O'Neill from Through the Looking Glass. Indie Pop Plays the Monkees. Pleasant Valley Sunday.
a bluebird flying by me, like the waves out on the blue sea. If your love has to tie me, don't try me, say goodbye. I wanna be free. Don't say you love me, say you like me. When I need you beside me, stay close enough to guide me, confide in me. Oh, oh. I wanna hold your hand, walk along the sand, laughing in the sun, always having fun, doing all those things without any strings to tie me down. I wanna be free, like the warm September wind. Say you'll always be my friend. We can make it to the end, babe. Again, babe, I gotta say, I wanna be free. I wanna be free. I wanna be free. I wanna be
today.
three great cover versions of Monkees tunes. That was Mind Veneration with Shades of Grey, and before that, the Mendoza Line, I Wanna Be Free, and then we started off with Mary-Kate O'Neill, Pleasant Valley Sunday. And all of these tunes are part of the Through the Looking Glass anthology, Indie Pop Plays the Monkees, released in the year 2000 by Planting Seeds Records. We're going to take a little break from the Monkees and listen to something altogether different by Bob Trimble from his 1984 LP, The Cripple Dog Band. This is a tune called Galilean Boy.
Love. Upon the sea, aren't lovelier than you, or the games I see you play. You more lovely than the day, when the sun is in your eyes, I see through your disguise, all the games I see you play. Games I see you play. Toast and marmalade for tea, sailing ships upon the sea, I'm lovelier than you, all the games I see you play.
That's the band Tin Tin sounding way too much like the Bee Gees for their own good. Tune called Toast and Marmalade for Tea. Before that, Guardians of the Rainbow, What Do You Do When You've Lost Your Love? This is DJ Frederick and you're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. We're drifting through the past century of recorded music that might end up in your attic, in your basement, in someone else's basement, in a flea market. And who knows where, maybe up at your local transfer station. Today's show has been mostly monkeys, and we're going to have one more monkeys tune in a few moments. But first, we're going to hear some music by the Music Emporium, band that released an LP back in the day. 300 copies of the original album were released, and it was re-released on the Sundays label in 2001. Here's the Music Emporium.
The time is now. You must come. Crystal saturation. Clocks stand still. Heads falling fast. Flash paradise.
Our minds go away in the wondrous. The music is over. The sound begins.
Nami-yo-ho-renge-ki-yo, Nami-yo-ho-renge-ki-yo. yourself. Friends stay divided, won't you come in?
Our minds float away in the wonders of music is over and sounds begin.
Very, very cool slice of psychedelia. Another Jerry Goffin and Carole King composition, The Porpoise Song, which is the theme from the film Head, in which the Monkees starred. And that was recorded by El Squacho. This is DJ Frederick, and you are tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. I want to thank you for listening. If you would like to contact me, You can email FMOE, that's Frank Mike Oscar Echo, at colby-sawyer.edu. And by the time this program reaches the airwaves, I'm hoping to have a blog up at radiothriftshop.blogspot.com. I hope that you've been enjoying the freeform blend of tunes as we cruise through the dusty shelves of the past century. And I'm hoping that the program is a little bit adventurous, that we're going to listen to everything from 78s from the early 1900s to music that has probably just been placed on your local Salvation Army shelf this afternoon. I'm going to close out the program today with Jimmy McGriff from his LP Electric Funk. This is called The Bird Wave. Radio Thrift Shop is a seldom heard radio production.